This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. An Independence County man died in a one-vehicle accident Saturday afternoon on Chisholm Trail in the county. Independence County Deputy Gary Frank said 63-year-old Jerry W. Vandiver of 130 Swaim Hill Road was in his pickup truck facing south and traveling northbound in reverse. Frank said Vandiver apparently had his driver's side door open, watching as he was backing up. Deputy Frank said the truck left the road through a ditch and struck a power pole on the driver's side, causing Vandiver to fall from the vehicle. Frank said the truck continued on across Swaim Hill Road through another ditch line before coming to a stop in a wooded area. She was practically naked and fully aggravated. Police were called to the K Street apartment Saturday morning, where they found a woman wearing only her panties. She was outside the apartment complex, cursing and beating on an apartment door. 39-year-old Rhonda Hightower told police the occupants of the apartment would not let her in or give her any clothes. Police say that's when the complainant Raymond Byrne opened the door. Police told him to get Hightower something to wear, and he gave her a towel. Byrne told police their friends had come to the apartment earlier to socialize and drink. He said he fell asleep, and when he awoke, Hightower was screaming at him and throwing clothes at him. He said that's when he put her out the door. Police say they found a shirt and a pair of shorts lying in the lawn near the apartment's front door. Police say since Hightower appeared to be intoxicated and would not stop yelling and trying to hit Byrne, she was arrested and charged with public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. A Newport couple tried Saturday morning to drive through a road that was underwater and paid the price of not knowing the depth of that water. Authorities say Keith A. DeWitt and Leah DeWitt were driving through the water from Big Bottom Slough that was running fast and deep across Paget Island Road. The vehicle became submerged in the water and the couple exited and tried to walk to dry land. Apparently, the current was too swift to make it, and the couple became stranded downstream from their vehicle. Members of the Newark Fire Department rescued them by boat. After that, the county road department brought road closed signs to the area. Authorities say Leah DeWitt was not very responsive and was taken to the White River Medical Center for examination. A local farmer used his tractor to remove the DeWitt vehicle from the water. Independence County also made other arrests involving the drinking of alcoholic beverages. A 49-year-old Cave City man was charged with DWI and careless driving when he was trying to exit a boat ramp at Kennedy Park on the river south side at Batesville. Police say he drove across the grass, lost control, and slammed into a bridge pillar. A 29-year-old Batesville man was arrested when he drove his pickup truck into a rock flower garden patio on Meyer Street, where the police found him intoxicated and slumped across the steering wheel with the truck's motor still running. Careless driving and DWI is what his ticket said. Also, a 49-year-old Batesville man was arrested after police stopped him while he was speeding on Harrison Street. They charged Carlos Mace with DWI, speeding, driving on a suspended driver's license, fleeing, and refusing to submit to a sobriety test. And 28-year-old Juan Garcia was arrested just after midnight early Saturday morning when police found him asleep behind the wheel of his vehicle. Police say when they awoke Garcia, he said, "I'm not driving. My wife is on the way." Police charged Garcia with public intoxication. And a Sulphur Rock man and a Newport woman were arrested in the parking lot at Harps Market at Southside after police found them fighting and arguing and both drunk. Each was charged with public intoxication. And after a suspicious driver was stopped in Batesville Sunday night, police found the vehicle that 27-year-old Tanya M. Kelly of Pleasant Plains was driving was reported stolen. Police say Kelly also gave them false names before giving her true identity. A check found there were warrants for her arrest for driving on a suspended driver's license, several failures to appear in court to answer to charges, felony breaking and entering, criminal mischief, and theft of property. Police say they found several items in the vehicle they kept in custody, including miscellaneous clothing, several cell phones, a laptop, and several more items. Kelly was charged with theft by receiving, driving on a suspended driver's license, no proof of liability insurance, careless driving, and criminal impersonation. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.